Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, we're all facing different problems. And of course, we were talking earlier, I was telling you about that outrageous story coming out of Australia. When I first watched it, I thought, this can't be. It actually can't. I couldn't believe, in fact, what I was watching. The two nurses presenting themselves as doctors, saying the most vile, vile anti-Semitic, anti-Israel statements. There has been, thankfully, at least a tremendous reaction, not only in Australia, but in fact around the world. What that actually means, I'm not sure. But let's speak to those in the know in Australia. Jeremy Liebler, he's the president of the Zionist Federation of Australia. We've spoken with him before. Jeremy, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you? You know what? Next time, let's talk when there's some good news. Why do we only talk when there's bad news?
That would be wonderful.
All right, fine. We're going to write that down, and we're going to call you just to talk about good news. But let's talk about this incident. When did it actually take place? I know I saw it on social media yesterday, but when was all of this?
This is all, you know, relatively recent breaking news. So it only happened, I think, yesterday morning, when I woke up early morning yesterday. This was doing the rounds, so perhaps it was recorded or released by the Israeli social media influencer who recorded it the evening before. But you know, the very day that the news basically broke, it occupied front pages of the newspapers and also in Parliament.
And what was the, how did the information flow? What's been the reaction from Parliament, from the hospital, etc.?
Well, look, I guess the positive out of all of this is that, you know, there's been, you know, really universal condemnation from both of the major parties, including from the Prime Minister. You know, as there should be, this is, you know, the fact that this came from healthcare workers, where patients, of whoever they are at their most vulnerable, the vulnerable point. And now that the Jewish community, and frankly, the broader community, feel that, you know, they could be at risk if going to seek medical treatment because of who they are or their beliefs or their views, is extremely confronting.
Has there been any investigation into the comments or the allegations that Israelis have been killed at the hospital?
Yeah, I mean, look, the police, look, to their credit, the police and the relevant political authorities, so that the health system primarily comes under state, so that the Premier of New South Wales immediately gave a press conference, the health minister has immediately responded, and there's an investigation. And I know that, you know, police have approached them, and from what I last read, are negotiating times to undertake an interview. I think what is, you know, what this incident demonstrates, the reality is, I'm not particularly surprised.
No, I don't think any of us are.
Yeah. Came out, you know, but I think the fact that they were prepared to do so openly with someone they did not know, I think it reflects how normalized anti-Semitism has become, you know, really in all parts of Australian society. And I think that is largely due to the fact that our leadership, but not just the political leadership, but also in all parts of society, academia and the health and other spaces, failed to call out the incitement and these slurs of genocide over the last 15 months. We're now seeing that it's become normalised and become acceptable.
So the fact is that this has been escalating since October the 9th, I think, more or less. I think that's when the first protest took place in Australia, if I recall correctly. And there's been criticism, severe criticism of government, their lack of action. We've seen then a number of very, very escalating levels of violence. And as you say, therefore, this isn't a surprise. How much responsibility does government not hold, but own here?
But look, the ultimate responsibility lies with the people who are perpetuating these actions.
Sure.
But leaders, including our political leaders, you know, need to take some responsibility for what has happened under their watch. And
of course.
You know, I published an opinion piece in the main dailies here that is generally not particularly supportive of Israel, in the Age and the Sydney Morning Herald recently, where I sort of explained that it's not about what the government has done or said, it's more about what the government has failed to say. And the reality is the government's formal position is entirely consistent with, you know, calling out this anti-Semitism. But what they have failed to do, and I think because of political pressure from western suburbs in Sydney, where there are a high proportion of Muslim populations, they have failed to call out that these slurs of genocide are patently false. The government does not have a position, you know, very different to the South African
sure.
government
yes.
that is accusing Israel of genocide. That's not the Australian government's position. But they have failed to demonstrate leadership that when there are people speaking out and accusing Jews of genocide or any Zionists of being supporters of genocide or Israel of genocide, they fail to turn to stand up very clearly and say, this is patently false. Because the reality is, if one wants to be critical of the Israeli government, conduct of the war, you can do so. We can agree to disagree on the merits of that argument, but you can do so in a way that does not inflame anti-Semitism. And I think that's where our leaders have failed. They have failed to stand by and really defend the Jewish community when it's mattered.
What has been, if any, the reaction from Muslim leadership about this incident?
Given the, you know, the very strong response now, I think, you know, if you look at how the government's responded to this issue as compared to how they would have a year ago, I think it reflects the fact that they came out rightly very strongly because anti-Semitism is now a mainstream political issue. We have an election coming up in the next month or two, and law and order and these violent anti-Semitic terrorist attacks have become a real issue in the lead up to the election. And so they have... they have responded very strongly, but right. 12 months ago, it would have been quite a different
right.
Outcome. I mean, you know, the as outrageous as these recordings were, you know, they talk about Israelis. It is clearly anti-Semitic, but you know, there were people that 12 months ago were saying, "Oh, it's about Israel. It's not about Jews."
Absolutely.
And at least there is a recognition now
yes, yes.
that that is not.
I was relieved to see that that hasn't been a distinction. And the any reaction from the Muslim community itself?
Well, from the Muslim community, it's look. Some of the Rif bodies have expressed, you know, concern or that it was inappropriate and you know it was very concerning. But of course, most of those statements did not use the word anti-Semitism, didn't use the word Israel, didn't use the word Jews. And it was really a reference
did they condemn
to
it?
The appropriateness of health.
Or is it more just concern?
In mild terms.
So the answer is no. So the Muslim community itself is actually not dealing with hate from within the community.
I think the classic, the challenge within the Muslim communities are the response is, oh, well, if you're outraged by a few nurses joking about what they would do to Israelis, and you're less outraged and you're not outraged by, you know, the genocide being committed by Israel in Gaza, then there's something wrong with you. So it's the whataboutism, it's the but.
Mm,
it's the yes, of course I condemn anti-Semitism, but tends
yes.
to be the response. And of
right.
course that just fuels it and normalizes
right.
it.
Right, well, of course, and that effectively justifies it. So in fact, rather than condemning it, they're actually in a way legitimizing it, which is obviously a very big concern when the community itself isn't taking responsibility for the hate from within. But we do need to leave it there. Thank you for that, and good luck with everything that you are dealing with. Your job's become a busy one. Jeremy Liebler is president of the Zionist Federation of Australia.